The New England Revolution return to Foxborough Sunday night against the LA Galaxy at 8 p.m. for the first of a three-game homestand. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mike Riley for 98.5 The Sports Hub and also the public address announcer at Gillette Stadium. Well, coming off a 4-0 shutout at the hands of Montreal on the road, the Rebs will try to earn 9 points over the course of a 7-day stretch at Gillette Stadium. Now, if you're coming to the match on Sunday night against the LA Galaxy, former Rev star Taylor Twellman invites you to wear the color orange in addition to your Revs gear and take the hashtag TTPledge about concussion awareness at halftime. We'll also have Think Taylor cheer cards for a stadium orange out to participate in the 20th minute. Now, this week, joining me on the show is Matt Polster. Earlier this week, Polster inked a contract extension with the Revolution to keep him here until 2025. Matt is currently in his third season with the Revolution and has certainly grown into the role of a fan favorite here in New England. Polster is the kind of player to do whatever it takes to help keep the Revs win games, and that includes popping up on the score sheet in recent weeks. Matt, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here, and congratulations on your contract extension.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good to have you here. And talk about the factors behind your choice to continue your career here with the New England Revolution. How did the process go, and how did it feel to sign your name on the dotted line?
Yeah, it's a proud moment. My family's proud. My wife's proud. You know, we thought it was the right decision at this point in my career to stay here. We love this place. We love the fans. The team's amazing. So, and the front office and the craft group has been incredible. So it was pretty easy. I've voiced that I wanted to be here from the beginning. Before even getting here, I knew I wanted to kind of extend it more than the contract that I originally had. So to be at this point, I'm extremely excited and happy.
That's great, Matt. And the team has grown a lot since you arrived, and you've been a huge part of the Revs' success. Two seasons you've been with the club, you've helped them reach the Eastern Conference Final. You won the Supporters' Shield. And, of course, right now in the thick of that playoff hunt. So here we are, looking back on your first 2 years since arriving from Rangers in Scotland. How do you reflect on the last 2 years compared to your expectations?
Yeah, my expectations were, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I know I wanted to win something, you know? So for me, I'm not shocked that, you know, we've done well, but that's because I know the expectation, the standards that the staff has here, you know, they've brought in good players to win at this level. We showed that in the first season I got here where, you know, maybe we didn't have quite the pieces and maybe the experience in the situation in the Eastern Conference Finals. But to get to that moment and get to have those moments as a team was important. And we took that into the next season. And we had an incredible year, a lot of good players with amongst that group and that were hungry to achieve something and, you know, to set the single season record for most points. And then to win the Supporters' Shield was a proud moment. But the goal at the end of the day is to win an MLS Cup, and that, I know that's what the staff wants to do, and that's my expectation, and that's my goal every single year.
And, Matt, for yourself, over the past 3 years, you've really taken on a role as a type of player known for doing whatever it takes to get 3 points, stuck in on those midfield tackles and duels, and you really embrace the defending side of the game, but also the launching point for the attack. So do you embrace that role of doing the dirty work? And how do you describe yourself as a player as well, what you're asked to do out there?
Similar to what you said, you know, I enjoy a good tackle. I like to get around the pitch and put in those tackles and, you know, win the ball back for us and try and play forward as quickly as possible to the players that can, you know, eventually win us the game. So that's the most important thing is my role is to make sure I clean certain situations up and play as consistently as possible on the ball and make sure that I connect passes as quickly as possible forward to the better players.
Yeah, big year for you, Matt, as we mentioned, the contract extension, but also off the pitch as well. You're now a new dad, so congratulations to you, Matt.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been a wonderful journey so far. She's almost 10 months to see the whole process of growing up. She's starting to pull herself up on things, and she's not walking quite yet, but she's got a voice. She is not using any words necessarily, but it's an incredible moment, and my wife and I are extremely happy to have her.
How's your sleep schedule?
My sleep schedule is fine. My wife's is a little different, though, you know. So,
okay, all right. Well, I mean, the other guys too, Earl, Brad, and the coaches—they give you advice being a dad or anything.
Yeah, you know, there was a good group of dads here. Mostly, I'm pretty sure almost all girl dads outside of Brad. But now it's crazy to see. You know, Carlos has a kid coming. You know, Arnor, who left, just had a baby boy. So. I have a lot of friends with kids, and it's incredible to share those moments with other people.
Do you have any advice you give to Carlos Hill as he gets ready for the birth of his child over the next couple of weeks?
From what I heard, he really enjoys his sleep. And if there's one thing I can tell him, he's not going to be sleeping as much as he was before. So,
yep. All right. Well, back to the team here, Matt. Talk about your relationship with Bruce Arena, if you can, because for many of us here in New England, we know about Bruce Arena's resume and his history, but you were one of the first players to arrive and really say that I'm here because I believe in Bruce Arena, and clear that he believes and trusts in you as well. So can you talk about your relationship with the winningest coach in MLS history, Bruce Arena, and how he's helped you to improve as a player?
Yeah, he keeps me on my toes at all times. You know, he's not the person or coach necessarily that's going to be giving you a ton of compliments, because that's just not him, his personality. But, you know, if he's joking with you, if he's cracking jokes with you, you know, you're on his good side in a way. And he gives me a lot of stick throughout the season, training sessions. So it's good banter between him and I. There are times, you know, where we butt heads, and I think that's normal. And I think that balances the relationship out perfectly, because at the end of the day, I know I want to win and I know he wants to win. And I think that's what's kind of made this relationship work. Yeah, man, it's all about winning an MLS Cup. He's done it before. I have yet to do it. So I know he will want to achieve it again somewhere else, which is here. And that's my goal.
And Matt, we just talked about Carlos Hill a moment ago. Some exciting news that they signed his younger brother, Nacho Hill, and to help shore up the attack. So you've added quite a few pieces ahead of the playoff push. Christian McCune, Ismael Tajori Shradi, and goalkeeper Clement Diop. So a big week going into that trade deadline, the transfer deadline rather. For yourself, Matt, how are the new guys fitting in on this Revolution team, and how do you think they'll help the group as you push to build toward the playoffs?
I think it's important to always implement new players within the team that can help push guys in their positions. You don't want to have a team that's comfortable where, you know, you expect to play every week. You know, I think pushing each other in training sessions and games and holding each other to a certain standard makes the group competitive. But, you know, I think we have a really close group here. So when guys come into the team, I don't think they feel left out. I don't think they're isolated. You know, I think we have a really well-gelled team where when guys come in, I don't think they feel uncomfortable, which can be difficult middle of the year when you've left your own team and you're into a new group. And I think we've done a really good job of implementing those players into our squad. So happy.
And currently now, Matt, Eastern Conference playoff picture. It's a pretty crazy picture if you haven't seen it yet. Coming right down to the wire as you guys get ready for this three-game homestand. The Revolution currently eighth place with 34 points, only 1 point behind Columbus for the seventh and final playoff spot. You're only 2 points behind fifth place Orlando City SC. So obviously a lot of movement can happen every week. What is it going to take to get over the finish line and to get into one of those seven playoff spots?
Yeah, I think with the games that are coming up, with the home games that we have, the stretch, it's always important to focus on that first game. You know, you want to start off well. You want to have that confidence going into the next game. So for us, it's all about getting 3 points against Galaxy and then kicking on from there. But like you said, it's close. And I think the thing that you can see from the benefit of this maybe is we're going to be under pressure for the next 8 games. And being able to play under that pressure and that ability to – these are pretty much playoff games at the moment will benefit us come playoff time. We can look at it as it's going to be close, but I think it's going to benefit us in the long run.
And we talk about that homestand here starting Sunday night with the LA Galaxy, Chicago Fire
on Wednesday, August 31st, your former team, by the way, and wrapping up with the defending MLS Cup champion New York City FC, Labor Day Sunday. So here we are, the home turf. And again, just how much can the home field advantage with the supporters behind you for the next three games help you out in this crucial stretch?
Yeah, the fans play a crucial part in this game, you know, in all these games now, because there's no time where we can drop points anymore, you know. So for us, we will need the backing from the fans. But then, like you said, the home field advantage of the turf, which teams aren't necessarily used to. We need to make sure that we're super aggressive in each of these games where we put them under pressure and they don't feel comfortable from the first whistle. So it's going to come down to the players at the end of the day to make those moments within the game to win and maybe even defend as a group at times. So as long as we're cohesive as a group and we fight for each other like we have recently, you know, I think we'll be okay.
All right, Matt. So let's get you a little fun here right now. Rapid fire segment. You ready?
Yep.
Quick questions, quick answers. That's how we do it. And I'm going to give you a category. You give me the answer. Why don't we start with this? Give everyone your go-to pregame meal, Matt Polster.
3 eggs scrambled with maybe waffles or pancakes.
How early, by the way, do you eat that before a match? So say Sunday night, 8 o'clock match, what time would you have your last?
3 hours roughly before, 3.5, something like that.
Okay, all right. How about your favorite pregame song or music genre? What's your go-to songs?
I don't listen to any music. Complete silence before games.
You're kidding me.
I swear.
Wow, do you listen to music in general?
My wife hates it. On the drive into the games, I don't listen to any music. And when there's music in the locker room, I will go into the treatment room to foam roll, stretch, and get ready for the game.
As an announcer, I listen to going into the stadium, get me pumped up, like AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, get me all pumped up, a little R&B, hip-hop. Interesting. No. Okay. Besides Gillette Stadium, your favorite venue to play outside of Foxborough?
Montreal, unfortunately, even though we lost 4-0 there. I love the small, quaint stadium they have. Their fans are great. So, yeah, Montreal.
All right. Favorite movie or Netflix series?
Series would be Game of Thrones. Movie, Step Brothers.
Good choice. I like that. How about your favorite athlete growing up?
Steven Gerrard.
Okay. And finally, who is your funniest teammate?
Andrew Farrell.
Yeah, a lot of people say him when we ask everyone that. Okay.
Yeah, he's just like a bubbly guy, man. He's just always has full of energy before games, maybe sometimes too much energy for me. But yeah, you know, he's a good vibe, good time. He's great to have in the locker room.
Very positive, always smiling. Good guy to have around. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, Matt, once again, congratulations on the contract extension. That's awesome to have you around here for a much longer time. And best of luck at this homestand starting Sunday night. We're looking forward to the next three here in Foxborough.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Once again, my thanks to Matt Polster. You want to give him a follow on Twitter? He's at Matt Polster. First of a three-game homestand Sunday night against the LA Galaxy, 8 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. And looking ahead to this week, Wednesday, August 31st, the Revolution will host Chicago Fire at 7:30 p.m. It'll also be Carlos Heel bobblehead night. And Labor Day Sunday, September 4th at 8 p.m. versus New York City FC, with fireworks following the match and also $1 hot dogs at the concession stand. For tickets to any or all of the home matches, visit revolutionsoccer.net or call 877-GET-REVS. My name is Mike Riley. Follow me on Twitter at Sarge985. The Sports Hub account is at 985 The Sports Hub. Thanks again for listening, and go Revs!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.